Denver schools at armed personnel after school shooting. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 22, 2023. Earlier on Wednesday, Breitbart News reported that two school staff members were shot at Denver's East High School, and reports are now surfacing that Denver Public Schools DPS Superintendent Alex Marrero responded by announcing armed resource officers would be placed on campus. KDVR noted that DPS had armed resource officers until the DPS board voted to remove them in 2020. The officers remained on campus until 2021. KDVR listed the names of the DPS board members who voted to remove three source officers from campuses: Auntie Anderson, Jennifer Bacon, Scott Balderman, Angela Cobian, Reverend Brad D. Lorvik, Barbara O'Brien, Carrie Olson. Senator John Hickenlooper, DCO, used Twitter to criticize gun violence and called for more to be done shortly after Wednesday's shooting. Gun Owners of America replied to Hickenlooper by noting the school's armed defense school resource officers had been removed in 2021. Chalk Beat Colorado observed that DPS Superintendent Alex Marrero responded to Wednesday morning's shooting by announcing the school resource officers will be placed back on campuses. Marrero told school board members he is committing to having an armed officer at each comprehensive high school. He made clear that East High School, in particular, would have two armed officers on campus each day for the rest of the school year. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.